Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Show your support for 45 years of The Rock in Seattle. How you can do that? Simple. Get the new That 70s shirt. Back when The Rock was a baby radio station, we put out these awesome t-shirts. That's when people said, wait a minute, this place is legit. And you know what? You can get one of these shirts and relive the golden days of the golden days while you're in the golden days. That's what it's all about, Steve. What am I saying?
The golden days.
I really don't know what I'm talking about. They're cool t-shirts, though. And you can buy one today. How you can do it? Just go to KISW.com. That's where you go. Check out the Rock shirts. They look really sweet, man. I got to get one. Vicky, what's do you know a guy?
A few peoples.
All right. I don't know if I'm a large or an extra large anymore. The ballpark was a bit. Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, thanks, man. I might need like a little fashion show. Try one on. See what's up. Wow. And I know, Steve. I'm between a large and an extra large. It's not my fault.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's like when you have that belt. That you're too loose on one hole,
yes,
and you're too tight on the other hole.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
We're talking about belts.
Belts, thank you.
Yeah. Good. I almost forgot myself.
Got a new survey, Steve. Found the five things you do around the house that are most likely to cause major arguments. This is good, all right? I want to help you, Steve.
Okay.
See, there's nothing that happens around my house except maybe Sarah and my daughter and I might get in major arguments. But with my wife and I, we don't live in the same house, so it works out perfectly.
That helps, I guess.
That's right.
I think my wife gets annoyed. I never fully close drawers or close cupboards.
Oh, you would irritate the hell out of me. Why don't you do that?
Well, at first it was because I just didn't think about it. And now that I know it bothers her.
You're that guy.
Well, I'm just like, you know what? It's just as easy for you to close them. So there you go.
You opened them, didn't you?
Yeah.
But now you're trolling her.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you have the fancy drawers where you can push them and they just slide closed by themselves? You have those drawers? That's a game changer. Now it's a game.
What do you mean? We have drawers that slide, like I have to slide them to close them.
No, you can just give them a wicked push.
Uh-huh.
And then they go.
Oh, no, we don't have any of those.
Oh, those are awesome.
They're not sci-fi.
They're the child protection drawers, basically, so that the kids can't slam their fingers.
Gotcha.
And that makes it a game. You know what I mean? You just go, and you go, and it just goes. No. See, if you make it a game, I bet you'd close them.
Well, I don't keep them fully open. I keep them to the threshold of where like they could still stay open for a couple more inches, and then all you have to do is just tap them and they'll close.
Oh, yeah. If you want a streamlined look in your kitchen to be able to see.
To kind of get under her skin.
I love that. I love that you're such a troll. Well, here's the number one thing you shouldn't do if you want to have a good relationship, because this will destroy it. Leaving dirty dishes in the sink and being too lazy to put them in the dishwasher. That pissed off my wife.
Yeah, that would. I mean, thankfully we have a routine of as soon as we're done with dinner, we do all the dishes and get it. Well, she does. I dry them, but I mean, I'm there to help.
You're a hell of a guy.
Yeah,
I love that you guys dry dishes. That's because my wife wants to do that too, but I'm like, look, there's a strainer. Let them just sit there.
Well, there's a dishwasher we never use too. I don't understand.
You got that
thing
too.
I don't get it, but whatever.
So you don't use the dishwasher?
We've used our dishwasher, and I've lived in this house for about 6 years. I think we've used it six times.
Dude, there's only the two of you, and that's why when you have multiple plates, doesn't she get that would be awesome? You don't have to clean, and then boom, you just load it in, and then it gets full.
You don't think I've had these conversations?
Wow.
At some point, I got to just be like, you know what? You're the one doing all the cooking. You're washing and doing most of the dishes. I just dry the stupid things.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight with you about that.
I'm taking it back. Leave all the drawers open.
Thank
now.
You.
Yeah, I'm taking it back. She needs to be
trolled. Take the power back.
Yeah, take the power. That would be a conversation she and I would have, and I would go, what's going on here?
Now, granted, this is the workplace, but, man, nothing pisses me off more than when I go into the kitchen and there's, like, a billion coffee mugs and plates.
Yeah, you got to clean up, like, after yourself in the workplace. I don't get that.
I would like to see the people's homes that are like that. Like, what are you doing in your house? Do you not know how to wash a cup? Like, what do you think? It just magically gets washed on its own? You just leave it there?
I can't imagine being that unaware. Like, right. Some people, when you point it out, the look of confusion on their face, like, what? Like they have no idea they're supposed to clean their own cup.
Right. Do you think there's like a magic unicorn that comes into our station and cleans it in the off hours?
Yeah. That magic unicorn is what cleans the toilets, not the cups.
Right.
How about this one? Leaving dirty clothes around instead of putting them in the laundry basket.
Yeah, I don't even know what that. I mean, I immediately go right to the laundry room and get naked. She gets annoyed.
Okay, wait. I don't know. Why do we need that image?
She doesn't like that because I don't have blinds in the laundry room and our laundry room is...
Yeah, like, I know. I've seen your house. Does it face the street?
No, it faces our neighbor's bedroom.
Oh, that's even worse.
But they have their blinds down, so I figure we're good.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's fantastic. God forbid if they ever just want to go, hey, I wonder what it looks like. Ah!
Well, that serves them right for looking.
Yeah, God forbid you want to look out your own window in your own home.
Well, why do they look out the window to another person's window? Like, what is the point of that? I never do that.
Because the window is the window to the soul.
No, it's the window to the... Yeah.
Number three on the list that destroys your relationships, not doing the laundry. So, first of all, if you don't put it in the laundry basket or you don't put it in the hamper, then that's a thing. And then you don't do the laundry at all. Oh, yeah. Next one on the list, which is why I saved my marriage by getting a fake lawn, not mowing the lawn, because I did not want to mow the lawn. And there was a time where we were renting the home that now I now own, and we were renters. And the guy from the renter company... You know, it was one of the rental hands. He made a surprise visit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a surprise visit. He got complaints by the neighbors that my.
Oh, no.
Because I had a forest. I was just letting everything
go. You
can't
be that guy in the neighborhood.
Dude, I'm a renter. I don't believe I should have to do anything if I rent. See, that's apartment living.
So what do you expect? The landlord to come over and wash your dishes and do your laundry too?
I'll do stuff in the house, but I'm renting. You do outside the house. I don't
care
to garden.
That's not how
it works. I know. You're right. That's what I thought then. And that's why he had to come over and school me.
That guy must have hated you.
He did hate me. But I wish he would come by and see the place now, because now I take care of it.
Because you have a fake lawn.
Well, and I own the house. Once I own the house, I was like, all right, I got to take care of it. And then I get mad at the neighbors who don't take care of their lawn. And I go, I'd be like, I go over and complain to the guy. But what if he reminds me of what my place used to look like, which was a lot worse than his? I go, he's right, so I don't go over and complain.
I mean, you don't want to be that neighbor in the neighborhood, like that one, like everyone's got their nicely, like,
I was
mowed
that guy.
Lawn, and then all of a sudden there's a jungle.
And like, I'm on Mercer Island, so it's even worse because, you know, Mercer Island, everyone's fancy. And I got I've got the dump of a yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was that guy.
Nice. Might as well just park your car in that yard now, too.
Hey, listen, man, it's about to happen. And finally, this is the fifth thing you can do to ruin your relationship, arguing while you try to put together furniture from IKEA.
That's awesome.
I would also say hanging pictures, though the new whatever the heck it is, I forget what it's called, that stuff that sticks to your wall and they have Velcro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to hang a picture now, but back when my wife and I were first married, so many fights trying to hang a picture. Oy, oy, oy.
My wife doesn't even go anywhere near. She puts a self-imposed restraining order on from me when I'm doing IKEA furniture because it's like it just hurts my brain because nothing's working right. And then finally, something like a light bulb goes off and it all of a sudden starts coming together. But that first like 30-40 minutes, I'm just staring at everything. Like I don't even understand what the hell. Like this looks like the part, but it's like a half of an inch smaller than the other part. But I don't know which one's the right one.
So frustrating. Yeah, when you put together something and the parts aren't right or they don't illustrate it properly or they're doing it from multiple languages, therefore they just give you pictures and they don't like. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, come on, speak American. Tell me how to put this together.
I didn't realize it was that big of a deal that I would be in the top five of things that could cause an argument in a relationship.
And the fact that they singled out IKEA, I mean, that's the amazing thing. So either A, IKEA is that ubiquitous in a lot of our lives that we go get stuff and put it together, or B, it's just IKEA products that just lead to big problems. I don't know which one it is, but it's amazing because we've all had it. Yeah. We've all gone to IKEA, which is an amazing place to go to get the meatballs. I don't care what they may or may not be made of.
The Swedish meatballs?
Dude, I remember when we first moved to Seattle. I mean, granted, that was 17 years ago and the world's a different place, but that was like the first destination we went to because where we lived before in Rochester, New York, we didn't have an IKEA near us. So it was a destination because I heard everybody talk about how cool IKEA was. And it was. I mean, when we walked in that joint, we're like, ooh. Because you get to go see all the rooms set up, all the cool.
It's like a museum.
Yeah. I loved it, man. I loved IKEA. I miss those days because now.
They're still there, man.
But the world's a different place. You can't get shock and awed anymore, you know, because everyone else is cool and everything is cool. And once you go and see the Harry Potter world in Orlando, you can't see anything again.
So ever since Harry Potter, IKEA stopped being cool. I didn't know those two worked together.
Well, dude, it's like, you know, when you walk in and think something's cool. You know what I mean? And then you go to the world of Harry Potter and go, you know what? I can't go on any other ride. I can't ever see anything again.
That's the standard for everything in life now, the Harry Potter ride.
But now the Skull Island, I hear, the King Kong thing they're doing in Orlando, we got to get back, dude.
I want to go back.
My buddy, you know who hooked us up? He invited us back.
Oh.
And I know. We got to figure out how to make that happen.
With a plane.
Okay, very good. That's how we're going to. All right. Hey, you know Pokemon Go, right? You know that game, right?
Everybody. I haven't heard about it.
Yeah. People were playing. I guess it was a Pokestop on top of the Mariners dugout last night at the game.
Oh,
I was waiting
for
this guy to go, oh, he's not going to try to go to the dugout and get, okay. Yeah. How about Pokemon Go led to one player? How about it led one player to sex? Oh, that's a cool thing. I'll tell you how all this went down at 8:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass 2016, Sunday, August 21st. We got White River, and it is this month we are going to be descending upon White River with the action. Disturb, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Window Pane. This is a show. We have two stages, tons of bands, man. And you know what? We also have a deal on four packs of reserve tickets so that you and three of your friends can make this an event. You want the complete lineup? You want to get those tickets? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Steve, I'm telling you, you made a big mistake deleting Pokemon Go from your device twice.
I'm glad I did.
Oh, dude, man. What are you glad, dude? You're missing out in what has become the thing.
No, I know what it is. I understand it. I respect it. I got no issues with anybody, but I enjoy walking the streets of Seattle, not playing a game on my phone. And actually looking around and enjoying where I am.
You know what you sound like right now?
An old guy.
Yeah, you sure.
I understand that. But like we went and walked over to Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday.
Did you really?
And I think I was the only one that wasn't trying to catch Jigglypuffs the whole time.
It is frustrating with our group because you've got Rev and you've got Danny and you've got Uncle Chris.
Everyone but you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think, actually, no, I'm kind of proud. I don't think my son, the Prodigy, is doing it either.
No.
I think he's sort of like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's a much more serious gamer.
Ooh, well, isn't he Mr. Highbrow?
Well, I will tell you this, and this is what I will tell you for folks that might think that I'm old like Steve. Steve's just old and doesn't care, but I am an old school Magic the Gathering player, and all of us old schoolers thought Pokemon was dumb, and so that's where we're at. We're just too fancy to play your Pokemon game because we played the real game, Magic the Gathering, so leave us alone. Thank you.
Also, I'm dealing with some serious battery issue on my damn iPhone. I don't need any other battery that Pokemon is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how. I came in today with 100%. I've barely touched my phone. I'm at 62% now.
Dude, I get the same thing going on. Is it our building?
I think it was a recent update done by the iPhone, and it just explodes your battery.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a thing, because my wife had to replace her battery.
I just think there's a conspiracy.
Seven's coming out. They probably want you to get the seven.
Usually I stay away from downloading what the latest updates are when the new phones come out because I do believe that they send a bug into your phone. Y'all laugh.
I don't think it's a bug, but I do believe that the updates obviously are meant for the newer phones. And if you have an older phone, you're screwed. Because
it's a bug.
It's a bug. All right. Well, listen, here I am trying to save the good name of Apple, but you're like, no,
I know what it is. It's a bug. It's not just Apple. It's all these phones.
Oh, it's everybody.
Remember back in the old days?
Even my flip phone? Yeah. Wow, I didn't know they put a bug on my flip phone.
It's a conspiracy by all the companies.
All the companies, like, well,
they're,
you know,
taking
what?
Us out.
Collusion, you're saying. Everybody, yes. All the Androids and all the HTCs and all the Apple's peoples and things and the Samsungers. Everybody's,
yes,
coming out.
I'm sure it's because I use it a lot, but you know.
Yeah, why would you think using a device would decrease its battery power? Shouldn't it just be forever? It's solar powered, right? Shouldn't it be always on? And
I know that they've been working on those kind of things, but I really can't wait. Like, I know there's backpacks that, like, have solar power things.
Isn't
that
cool?
And you can plug it into your phone.
I know, man. Someday. Someday it's going to happen. Trouble is, it's hard to monetize that for some people because it's basically free.
And then the sun's going to have updates, and it's going to screw everything up.
The sun has an update. The sun 2.0. Well, let me tell you, dude, you're missing out on sex if you're not doing the Pokemon Go thing. Matter of fact, this Pokemon Go player catches two coworkers getting it on in the office after hours. Because, again, you know, people running around trying to catch them all, and boy, did he catch two of them.
He caught his coworkers banging?
Yeah, he was in the Dominican Republic, and he was playing Pokemon Go outside an office building in the middle of the night last week. Didn't catch any Pokemon, but he caught a man poking someone. Two people stayed late at work at a consulting company, and they were Pokemoning each other. Pokemon, Pokewoman.
Walked in on him touching her Jigglypuffs.
Uh-huh. She went and said, would you like a Pikachu?
And he got out of there before the Squirtle was found.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good point. Any other sexually innuendo kind of Pokemon we could talk about, Vicky? We've run out.
A Lick-a-Tongue.
Oh, Lick-a-Tongue. There you go. There was a little Lick-a-Tongue.
Well, I don't know if you do that with someone you just met.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah. That's a good point. So the guy stopped playing Pokemon Go and started filming them. Then he posted the video on YouTube.
No, he didn't.
What? And their company found out about it, and they released a statement saying they've taken, quote, decisive internal steps. Well, so did that guy.
Is that video still posted, I wonder?
Probably not.
Why not?
I didn't think YouTube lets you post sex. Well, I suppose nudity. That's a good question. I don't know. What do you look under? Pokemon sex guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Steve, if anybody can find it, Steve, you can.
Oh, I think I might have found it.
By the way, Steve.
Yes, Pokemon Go player discovers randy couple sex in office.
Oh, man, dude, look at this. Whoa. Whoa.
What was the thing you said? The lick a what?
Lick a tongue.
Yeah,
that's what she's
happened.
Doing. She's doing that to him right now.
Oh, no way, dude. That is, that Pokemon is Pokemon.
Oh, that is, she is still doing that.
For her.
I think she already caught the lick a tongue.
Yeah, she did, man. Wow, dude, that's amazing.
Wow.
They're right. You can see them in the window. What is wrong with them that they have a light on in the window and do they not realize they can be seen?
It's fantastic. If you want to find it, you just Pokemon Go sex office.
I don't know why you couldn't get clearer video. Why is it blurred?
He's trying to zoom in. Sometimes it's hard to zoom in.
Are you sure? Okay.
That is amazing. It's already got 109,000 views.
Well,
you don't see any sex. You can just see silhouettes of sex. So it's not like you're going to...
But you know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know she's praying. She's praying to the Poke God.
Damn.
I saw a little action last night at the Mariners game.
What happened?
Oh, dude, this was epic.
What happened?
In all my years of me going to the Mariners game, I have never seen anything happen on the big screen last night. And I give the Mariners credit because who's ever in charge, you know, because they always say, hey, everybody dance and everybody do what they would, you know. And by the way, here's a tip. It's section 125.
Yeah, 125. We're on to you.
The old pervy guy that gets up and blows kisses and does his dances. Dude, they're never going to put you on because you look like a child molester. Can I just say that?
He's got a mustache.
Dude, he looks creepy. He looks, dude, I feel like he's a season ticket holder because he looks like he always goes every game. I've seen him in multiple games.
Yeah.
And he gets up every time and shakes his ass, and he starts blowing kisses, trying to get on the damn camera so that they'll put him on the big screen.
Right.
Dude, they put cute kids and hot chicks. They are never putting you on the big screen.
Yeah,
Stop it.
I don't even bother trying to dance in those situations because what's the point?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
They're not going to be like, check out that little overweight dude, bald guy.
Yeah.
He's dancing and his jiggly poofs are jiggling.
Yeah. And, dude, compared to you, seriously, I mean, you look like a hell of a guy compared to this guy. He looks like he's ready to go out on a serial killing spree, this guy.
That might be the sweetest thing you've ever said about me.
But he was not the star. Dude, the star was, as I tell you, they focus on the hot chicks at Safeco Field.
Yes, they do.
So last night, this very attractive woman is dancing, and this dude reaches over. I'm assuming it's her boyfriend because she didn't seem bothered by it. Grabs her breast and just has a fun time with her. I'm watching on the big screen like,
no.
Whoa! And that was a time where the Prodigy was reaching down trying to get some popcorn. So I'm like, Joe, you're missing it. And then the next thing, of course, so they get it off the screen. But I love it because they go to somebody else. But we're all watching this happen.
Yeah.
So the next screen they go to is just a whole group of people going, huh? It's like the whole crowd. The next crowd shot is because everybody's shocked at like what they've just seen on the big screen.
Everyone's looking around trying to find where they actually are.
Oh, dude, I was like, man. Oh, and this girl was good. She had, you know what? I mean, she was gifted by God.
Dude, we were walking back from Buffalo Wild Wings back to the station because it's on 4th Avenue. And as we're walking, there's this mom who has a bunch of kids with her, but she is a smoke show. Total MILF, right? And she's wearing the tightest T-shirt.
Oh, I love America.
That says, across her chest, enjoy the ride.
Oh, right? Yeah.
She's carrying her toddler. Her toddler.
Oh, really?
Her toddler's got his hand just right on the cup.
Oh, see?
With the biggest smile on his face, like almost like taunting all of us dudes, like, you guys can't do this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, wow. Oh, like, boy. Of all shirts to wear, that's the shirt.
Yeah, enjoy the ride.
It was amazing.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, dude, you and I had a good day yesterday.
That's funny, though.
On the big screen, the guy goes and grabs his girl's breast.
Good for him.
She didn't look like she was upset about it. They looked like they were boyfriend, girlfriend. It was almost like it was planned. It was like a Justin Bieber, Janet Jackson thing, it seemed like. It seemed like he knew the screen was on. I mean, it was like that was planned. It reminded me of a ball game where a chick decides to expose herself, and I think it was at Fenway Park.
Yeah, my dad sent me that.
Yeah, that was awesome, too.
She was right behind home plate.
Yeah, right behind the plate, because that's what you got to know when you're going to be on.
Yeah.
And this dude, it seemed like they were waiting for this, man.
That was the very first time my dad ever emailed me.
Oh, well,
ever.
See, I love your dad. Here's an important email you must get,
right,
son.
He said, not only emailing me, but also sending an attachment. I'm like, wow, my dad, what's going on? And I open it, and I'm like, all right, Dad, thank
nice,
you.
Nice move, Pops.
I remember trying to have a talk with my wife once when it was like when we were first dating. I'm like, if the big screen, like when we go to a sporting event, if the cameras come on us, I'm going to get down on a knee and pretend to propose to you, and you should slap me. Because I think it would be the funniest video.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
She would never want to do it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right. You ought to take Vicky. Vicky would do it.
Oh, my God. I would totally slap you.
Next time, you got to do that. And have
yeah, but then I'll get back, and damage. I mean, someone's going to see him and be like, Steve was proposing to Vicky and not realizing it was for a joke, and then I got to explain to my wife why I was proposing to my coworker.
Well, because she'll know. You know, you're a buffoon. That's what you get paid for, right?
Yeah, she does know that.
Yeah. I mean, you're a paid buffoon. Yeah, I mean, yeah. All of our spouses should understand that. Nobody should ever complain about anything we do. We're paid idiots to dance on the stage and hope we don't get beheaded by the king. That's our gig. Hey, here's some big news for you. Last night, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yes, you are.
And I always tell everybody, because there are Red Sox fans that go, you got to be cool in other people's joints. This is the Mariners ballpark. I think you have to have some class.
I give you credit. You're never an obnoxious Red Sox
fan. Yeah, because especially when your team wins, you got to be cool. Because especially when your team is better than the other team. I mean, the Mariners are they're in the selling mode. The Red Sox are
in the selling mode. DePoto said they're not.
Yeah, they are, dude.
How are they going to sell when the trade deadline's over?
Yeah, they've already.
DePoto believes in this team.
Yeah,
there's still hope.
Yeah, and they still can get rid of people even after the trade deadline.
I know. That's so weird. I never get that. It's like, here's the trade deadline. Oh, 3 days later, a trade just happened.
Yeah, it's a little bit tougher to make it happen, and I won't go into it, but yeah, it's easier to do it before the deadline, but yeah. But and that's the Red Sox fans were taunting. It's always a drunken girl. You know, I want to say to her, man, would you get your stupid girlfriend in line? She's acting like an idiot. This is their ballpark. Have a little class.
When I was a Seahawks season ticket holder, I've seen plenty of altercations in the section I was in because there was a lot of seats that I sat in or sat by that were obviously used by scalpers. So a lot of opposing team fans would come. And typically it's fine. Seahawks fans and the opposing team fans were all just having fun, giving each other crap. But anytime there was a serious altercation, it started because of somebody's girlfriend who got drunk.
Yep.
And like, I saw one time a girl slap a beer out of the opposing team's fan's hand.
Oh,
and I'm like,
that's so stupid.
I'm like, lady, that's like a $9 beer.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You better give that guy a 10 spot right now. Well, last night, one of the home runs that the Red Sox hit. Dude, I got a massive Charlie horse. And you know how the seats are tight? So I had to get up And of course, people thinking I'm taunting them, you know, getting up, getting a round of applause.
Right.
But I'm like, no, dude, seriously. And then I look like I forgot my epilepsy medicine. Oh, dude, and I'm kicking the lady next to me. But I didn't.
What?
I didn't mean to. My leg was spasming.
This Red Sox fan was such a douche that he was kicking a woman.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know how I like to be low profile. So first off, I get up, then I kick the poor lady next to me, and then the husband's like, "What's your problem?" I go, "Dude, I have a Charlie horse. I'm sorry. I'm spasming like a mo." And it wouldn't stop. I couldn't get up. I couldn't get down. So people are like, what is wrong with him? Call a doctor. And, of course, my son.
Too bad they weren't playing the music, and then they could put you on the big screen for the dance part.
Exactly. But, of course, my son's laughing at me the whole time.
As he should.
I'm like, son, I'm having issues here. And the lady next to me's pissed. And he's just like laughing. He's like, I think this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, yeah, thanks, son.
Did you at least offer to buy them something? Like shin guards?
No, they wanted nothing to do with me. It was just, they were like, you know, and I felt bad. I mean, the poor lady, you don't need that next door.
No, you don't need this annoying Red Sox fan.
I did my yoga and everything. I don't understand why I had a Charlie horse. It pissed me off. All I did was drink. I drank water the whole night.
Yeah.
Everything you're supposed to do so you don't have that happen.
Getting old, man.
I know. It sucks, man. And then I'm sitting in those seats going, I should have got a seat. Like, I never needed a seat pad before, but I'm thinking I need one now. Those seats are kind of hard.
Not hard.
Well, they are now. I'm losing body mass, Steve.
Maybe you should just never go out.
I'm just going to get a hover round and go in that upper deck handicap area.
Get the rascal scooter. Kind
exactly.
Of, not whatever it is
yeah,
called.
It's yeah, it's a rascal, whatever the hell it is, just so I can see, because that's what I need to do. I really do. Dang. All right, yesterday, our boy Steve, you know what? He got this one right. Unbelievable, but yes, Steve actually got one right.
What European country is home to the original Highland Games?
France.
No.
Italy.
No.
England.
No.
Scotland?
Yeah.
I hung out with a Scottish person this weekend.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Look at you, Steve. You're a multicultural.
Thank you. And an Australian.
Oh, and an Australian.
And a few Canadians.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
A Russian.
You know what? I'm done. If you're not going to hang out with Americans, I want nothing to do with you. Hey, beat this commie, Steve. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Now, people a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.